Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I know your English will improve today, as it always does. Well, at the beginning of each new year, many people like to make New Year's resolutions. That is, they have new goals that they would like to achieve. The title of our lesson today is Making Resolutions. So what is one of your resolutions? Is it to eat only one dessert every week? Maybe you want to practice the guitar for an hour every day. Ah, you want to join us here at Studio Classroom every day? That's a good resolution. Well, here's a question for you. Do New Year's resolutions actually work? Do New Year's resolutions actually work? This is a great question. It's what our lesson is all about. So open your magazine and let's begin.
Making resolutions.
Gym clothes. Aren't you going to exercise?
I was hoping you wouldn't notice. I guess I wasn't very realistic about my New Year's resolutions.
Well, it happens. Too bad you wasted money on that gym membership, though.
Oh, I still go to the gym. Going every day wasn't realistic, so I'm going 3 days a week.
Good! But I hope you don't feel discouraged.
Not at all. I'm exercising more than I did before. I think that's success.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 membership 这个名词。Member 是指成员。例如 Sandra is one of the members of the school board.Sandra 是学校委员会的成员之一。SHIP 这个字尾是指状态或地位，所以 membership 就是指会员资格或身份。例如 ,this club's membership fee is $20,000. 这家俱乐部的会员费是$20,000。或者是 ,the school was granted membership to a prestigious association. 这所学校荣获进入这个颇具盛名的协会。继续我们看的是 discourage 这个动词 ,dis 是一个否定的字首 ,courage 是指勇气所以 discourage 是指使沮丧或者是使气馁。例如 ,don't let this minor setback discourage you, 不要让这个小小的挫败让你灰心。课文中的 discouraged 是它的过去分词当形容词用意思是指气馁的或沮丧的。例如 Patrick felt discouraged because he wasn't accepted into his favorite college. Patrick 因为自己最喜欢的大学拒绝他的申请而感到气馁。
I like Shelley's resolution even though she wasn't able to do everything she wanted to do. I still like the resolution to exercise more.
Gabe, how often do you exercise these days?
Not very often. I will be honest, I need to exercise more. I used to have a gym membership, and that was really good for me.
Okay.
And I had a trainer too, because then I made sure that I was at the gym because someone was going to meet me. But now that I don't have a trainer, well, I get lazier. So I really do need to exercise more. I really think exercise is important.
Well, Gabe, I have a great idea. Maybe you can make that one of your New Year's resolutions. Exercise more.
Isn't that kind of late? I mean, today is January 3rd. It's already too late to make a New Year's resolution.
Gabe, no such thing. We're only 3 days into the new year. Why can't you start a New Year's resolution like tomorrow,
okay. This
week?
Good. That's my favorite mentality, Rebecca. I'll start tomorrow.
Well, I mean, after we finish teaching.
Right.
I just didn't want you to go exercise right now.
All right, of course. Well, friends, it is good to have resolutions, even though, as we see in our conversation, Sometimes you can't do everything you want to do. Well, Veronica says here, and we see that it's a few weeks after yesterday's lesson, right? Veronica says, "Hey, Shelley, where are your gym clothes? Aren't you going to exercise?"
And Shelley responds by saying, "I was hoping you wouldn't notice. I guess I wasn't very realistic about my New Year's resolutions." And how does Veronica respond?
Well, it happens. Now, before we continue with her line there, what kind of a line is that? Do you say that to your friends, Rebecca? It happens?
Yes. Oftentimes, I use this phrase if something happened that we didn't necessarily want to happen. So let's say, for example, you are driving your car and then the tire got flat. And rather than getting all upset about it, you could just say something like, "You know, it's okay. It happens.
It happens.
Things like that happen."
Yeah. "Oh, I tripped and fell in the mud."
"It happens."
Yeah. "Oh, I failed my test."
"It happens."
"Oh man, my cat died."
"Oh, I'm so sorry, but it happens."
Rebecca, I like that you said, "I'm so sorry." Friends, "it happens" is a good phrase to use if something negative happens, but it's not too serious. But if something serious happened, like your pet died or something like that, then maybe you want to be a little more sympathetic, like Rebecca, and say, "I'm sorry about that."
Yes, that's right. And of course, Veronica used this phrase when she was talking to Shelley by saying, "Well, it happens. Too bad you wasted money on that gym membership, though." You know, Gabe, deep down, I think Veronica probably felt a little happy that Shelley didn't actually, wasn't able to succeed with her New Year's resolutions. She was probably thinking in her mind, "I told you so.
Uh-huh.
I told you so."
Maybe she was. And maybe she feels good, too, because she's thinking, "Whew, well, Shelley can't do her resolutions, and that's good, because if I made this resolution, I know I couldn't either." So sometimes we feel better when we see other people not living up to their own expectations. It's not the best feeling to have, but I think that's kind of human. We want to think, "Oh, other people aren't any better than us."
Actually, I really think that's not a good way to think. It's not a good idea to look at someone and see that they failed and be like, "Oh, thank goodness they weren't able to reach their goal. That means that they're not better than I am." That is not a good mindset to have, friends.
So what's a better mindset to have?
Well, it would be much better to look for ways to encourage the other person. "Oh, I see that you weren't able to reach your goal, or maybe you didn't do as well on your test, or you didn't get to go to the gym as often as you wanted to. It's okay. You can always do better next time."
That's right. Try to encourage each other and build each other up, right? Push each other forward. Well, friends, Shelley says, "Oh, I still go to the gym." Okay, so she doesn't do it as often as she'd like, but she still goes to the gym. "Going every day wasn't realistic, so I'm going 3 days a week." Well, Rebecca, I think that's pretty good. I don't think I would be able to go to the gym every day. 3 or 4 days is awesome.
I think that's great. And Veronica responds by saying, "Good, but I hope you don't feel discouraged." Now, why would she say, "I hope you don't feel discouraged"?
Well, because she didn't reach the goal of going to the gym every day. So "I hope you don't feel discouraged." That is an adjective here, if you're feeling discouraged, right? But you could use this word as a noun as well. The noun form is discouragement. "So I hope you don't feel any discouragement" is what Veronica also might say. "I hope you don't feel any discouragement."
And friends, these are some good words for you to know. Discouraged, discouragement. So try practicing them with your friends. And Shelley responds by saying, "Not at all. I'm exercising more than I did before. I think that's success." And you know something, Gabe? I like Shelley's attitude.
Well, I do too. She's not discouraged at all. And friends, I hope you're not discouraged, because right now it's time for us to go to the Info Cloud.
Hello. Hello, friends. Let's consider this sentence pattern for a moment. To take something into consideration.
To take into consideration means to think about or include a certain thing or fact when making a decision. For example, I can say, I need to take into consideration how much money I have before I make a big purchase.
That would be very important to think about. Here's another example. When I left for work this morning, I took the traffic into consideration.
That's very wise. You wouldn't want to be late. You can also use this phrase when you forget to include something.
That's right. I forgot to take into consideration everyone's availability when I scheduled that meeting.
Oops, looks like some people couldn't make it. Here's another example. When I reserved a table at that steakhouse, I didn't take into consideration that my date was vegetarian.
Oops! 很实用的一个句型 take something into consideration, 就是将某件事列入考虑。早上去上班时最好 take the traffic into consideration, 将交通状况列入考虑才不会迟到。购买贵重的物品前最好先 take into consideration how much money I have, 先确认自己有多少钱。要注意列入考虑的东西这个 something 可以加在这个片语的中间像 take the traffic into consideration, 也可以加在片语的后面。Take into consideration the traffic. 一般来讲比较长的词句会放在后面。Take into consideration how much money I have. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 下次云端见。
On the air.Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about New Year's resolutions. Have you made any New Year's resolutions? They're not always easy to keep, those resolutions. Well, Shelley made a resolution to visit the gym every day, but she hasn't kept that resolution. She only goes 3 times a week. 3 times a week is pretty good. So she's not feeling discouraged at all. Friends, do you feel discouraged if you don't keep your New Year's resolution? Well, right now it's time for us to continue with our conversation between Shelley and Veronica.
Making resolutions.
It is. You do seem to have the right attitude about these New Year's resolutions.
See, New Year's resolutions are inspiring. You know, it's not too late for you to make some.
Thanks, Shelley, but I already have goals I'm working on. I just didn't wait for New Year's Day to start them.
Yeah? What goals are you working on?
Mainly getting up earlier in the morning to pray and exercise before work.
What exercise?
Dancing in the park. Want to come sometime?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 attitude 这个名词。Attitude 是指态度或心态。例如 Hannah's negative attitude made her hard to work with. Hannah 消极的态度让人很难跟她一起共事。或者是 The boy's bad attitude irritates everyone around him. 这个男孩恶劣的态度激怒他身边每一个人。Attitude 也指个人风格或个性。例如 This young singer got very popular quickly because she has talent and attitude.这位年轻歌手因为既有才华又有个性而很快地受到欢迎。最后我们看的是 inspiring 这个形容词，它原本是 inspire 启发或激励这个动词的现代分词，在这里当形容词意思是指鼓舞人心的。例如 I was touched by the inspiring story of the movie Eddie the Eagle， 我被《飞跃奇迹》这部电影激励人心的故事给感动了。或者是 Mr. Jones is one of the most inspiring teachers I've ever met. Jones 老师是我遇过最能够鼓励学生的老师之一。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, it's that time to continue this conversation between Shelley and Veronica. Now, we've already learned that Shelley, well, she had made this New Year's resolution that she was going to exercise every day. Although she hasn't been able to exercise every day, she is exercising at least 3 times a week, and she says that is a success. And Veronica responds to Shelley by saying, It is. You do seem to have the right attitude about these New Year's resolutions.
Interesting. So then what is the right attitude about New Year's resolutions? I thought the right attitude was that if you make a resolution, that you should stick to that resolution, right?
Well, ideally, it would be nice if you could stick to that resolution. But if you create a resolution that's not realistic, and that's exactly what Shelley did, then I think that there's nothing wrong with changing it so you can actually make it more realistic for you.
Interesting. So it's kind of like if I set my goal to be right here, but if I don't make that goal, if I only make it to here, at least I made some progress, right? Maybe if I didn't make a goal at all, I wouldn't go anywhere. So that is the right idea. All right, well, Shelley says, see, New Year's resolutions are inspiring. You know, it's not too late for you to make some.
Gabe, remember earlier when you were telling me that it was too late, or the third day into the new year, and you can't create a New Year's resolution? Hey, I think this phrase is just for you.
It's not too late to
start exercising more regularly.
That's a good idea, Rebecca. I think I'll do that right now.
But Gabe, no, Gabe, not right now. Stand up. Gabe, Gabe,
how many was
stand
that?
Up.
That was about 500.
That's pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good right now, Rebecca.
Gabe, we're not doing push-ups right now.
See these guns?
We're talking about this phrase, it's not too late to do something.
All right, it's not too late to do something, friends. It's not too late to exercise. It's not too late to go to the store. It's not closed yet. It's not too late.
That's right.
And how else can you use that phrase?
Well, let's say that you've always had an interest in learning a new language. But you think, oh, I'm already in my 40s, I'm already in my 50s. I don't think that I should start learning a new language. I'm too old. I would just say to you, it's not too late to start studying, let's say, French, English, or even German.
It's not too late to do that. It's not too late to sign up for the class. There is still time. Or perhaps it is too late to do something. Maybe you've heard that song. It's too late to apologize. Some people want to say I'm sorry, but it's too late to apologize. You've already done a lot of damage.
And we would say it's not too late to say that you are sorry. And of course, in our lesson, Shelley is saying, you know, it's not too late for you to make some. And of course, she's referring to New Year's resolutions. Veronica responds by laughing, ha 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 ha, or ha ha.
Yeah, I think it's more like ha ha. Because Shelley's kind of making fun of her, right?
Yeah, she really is.
Yeah, ha ha.
Thanks, Shelley, but I already have goals I'm working on. Let's pause for just a moment and talk about those words to work on something. If you are working on something, that means that you are spending some time doing a particular thing, particular activity.
So what do you need to work on? Well, if you're a student, I know that you need to spend some time working on your homework, right? What do you like to work on, Rebecca?
I love working on puzzles.
Oh.
Puzzles are very relaxing. I like to put the pieces out on the floor and spend time working on puzzles. I also enjoy working on my cross-stitching. And I love doing memory book stuff. Gabe, that was a great question for you to ask me because I love working on so many different things.
Well, Rebecca, do you ever have a conflict with somebody and then you feel like you need to work on the relationship?
Oh, Gabe, we're human. I'm human. Whenever there's people around, there is definitely going to be conflict at times.
Yeah, and so how do you work on a relationship? Well, often we communicate. We find time to communicate with that person and try to figure things out. You can work on a relationship. You can work on homework. You can work on a puzzle. There are many things you can work on.
And so here's our question for you all. What kind of things do you enjoy working on? And I would encourage you to take some time and spend time working on those things that you really enjoy. Well, continuing with our lesson, of course, Veronica says that she already has several goals that she's working on. And she continues, I just didn't wait for New Year's Day to start them.
And so what kinds of things is she working on? She has some goals. She's going to get up earlier in the morning to pray and exercise before work. And what kind of exercise is this? Rebecca, can you show us maybe what she would like to do?
Veronica likes to dance in the park. Maybe it looks like this.
Is that what it looks like? Yeah, like this. All right, friends, it's time for us to dance our way over to today's SC Challenge.
Yes! Hey, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge, and I know that you are all very excited. Well, today we have a very special guest. We have Teacher Charlotte.
Hello, everybody.
How are you feeling, Charlotte?
I'm great.
Are you excited?
Sure.
Of course. How can you not be excited for the SC Challenge? Well, today's lesson is all about New Year's resolutions. So my question for you, Charlotte, is what do you think about New Year's resolutions?
Well, it seems like people like to make resolutions, but I think they have a hard time keeping them.
I actually might agree with that, actually. Have you ever successfully kept a New Year's resolution? And if so, how long did it last?
Sure. I think I've tried to change some of my habits, maybe saving money or keeping my house clean, something like that. And I think it was something I put into practice for a long time.
Okay, for a good period of time. But did you usually make it throughout the entire year, keeping that New Year's resolution?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Well, friends, what do you think about New Year's resolutions? Are you going to make any New Year's resolutions this year? And if so, do you think you're going to be able to keep them? Think about those questions, and thank you so much for joining us for the SC Challenge. And friends, we'll see you next time.
Woohoo! So, Rebecca, what is the moral of our lesson today?
Well, the moral of the lesson is create New Year's resolutions, but if you can't keep them, then...
Then what? Well, then that's okay, because at least you have some goals, right?
That's right.
Friends, we do have more for you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
That's a good moral, Rebecca. I like that. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.